seeds. We all have heard the parable of the sower, the man who goes out with his bag of seed and scatters it on path and stone and soil. How rare, we think, for work to come to fruit, the world about us hard and parched and stingy. We look at Malthus, upright in his pulpit, the flint of withered cheek and weathered brow, and almost wonder why it took so long for men to figure out the inner truth of things is parsimony and decay. The seeds themselves object to this, of course. The lilac seed that grew amid my maple, its gaudy purple blossoms bent beneath the canopy of broad-tipped spreading leaves, the two together tangled in their living. As if, in generous revenge, a maple sapling has sprouted in our pink azalea, and wind has found out every hillside furrow to pack with dandelions who raise bright heads on stout necks in defiance of all doubt. They rustle with the cool air of the spring and give themselves away with silver plosions. But so does everything. The children racing around the playing field's new-painted diamond, the hand moved by some vision to draw angels, the song escaped a passing car's cracked window that catches in a woman's ear and, though she's late for her appointment, starts her humming. A couple resting on a bench, their child asleep, the stroller rocking back and forth. All things declare their being and their goodness by going out beyond themselves like seeds, their almost endless circle of new birth, much like the turn of planets and of stars that imitate the circle of their source.